Blog Talk Radio.
Think. Think big. ThinkBigRadio.com for all of your realty, financial, business, and entertainment networking needs. Big here, your host today. I'd like to thank you all for your continued support and spreading the word about ThinkBigRadio.com. We had a few technical difficulties last week. Nothing that the Blog Talk Radio staff couldn't handle. I'd like to thank Shannon, who helped us in the back office. Truly a godsend. I'd like to send my blessings out to her for allowing us to be able to do this today. So, Shannon, the BTR staff, thanks a lot. Today we have a Mr. Torin Ellis from Baltimore, Maryland. A lot of you may know him as the MondayMover.com. If you don't know about that site, sign up on it. He's also a career coach. Torin, are you there?
I'm absolutely here. Good evening to you, Big. How are you?
I'm doing real great now. I couldn't wait for this interview. Of course, we were supposed to have you on a while back, but that was my fault that we weren't able to do that, so I will take the blame for that. But I am so glad that you still decided to think big with us. Before we get started, though, how can people reach you? Because your information that you have to share is important, and I want it to be out there.
I absolutely appreciate you taking a moment to invite me to participate on your show and to be a guest that your leaders can plug into, your listeners can plug into, your professionals can plug into. The website that they will need as a point of reference is Monday Mover. That's Monday, MOVER.com, MondayMover.com. Thanks, Big.
All right, great. So everybody out there, you know how to get in touch with Mr. Torin Ellis. And with that said, well, let's get down to finding out exactly who this gentleman is. So, Torin, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, you know, where you're at, where you're from. Start with kindergarten and work your way up.
I'll work it through the traditional channels of going to school, grade school, middle school, high school. I grew up in Davenport, Iowa, so naturally, in the Midwest, you know, one of the things that we had an abundance of was corn and space. And so I would take advantage of the space. I used the corn to help me make money so that I could freshen myself up when it was time to go back to school. But I used the space to sort of roam and find my entrepreneurial spirit. And I know that for some people that sounds sort of kind of, wow, far-fetched, but it really was a reality for me, and ever since I've been 10 years old, never knew what the word entrepreneur meant, but I've always known that I wanted to own my own business. And so as I was growing up and progressing through, matriculating through the traditional years of schooling, I decided that once I graduated, I wasn't going to go to college. I served a few years in the Air Force, tested into a secure, highly secure, secret position. Basically, I was a spy in the Air Force. Got out of the Air Force and did a few stints with a few Fortune 500 organizations, and I found that my hat rested well in the role of sales. And so I took a sales position with MCI Communications, worked with MCI Communications from 1993 to 1997. When I left, I had one of the top performing sales teams in the country. I also had one of the most efficient and most tenured sales teams in the country, and so that is all Torin needed to sort of start the entrepreneurship. And so my first company was a recruiting firm.
Wow.
And, you know, I recruited for sales and sales management professionals for the more than 3,000 CLEX, competitive local exchange carriers, that sprung up because of the internet boom around the country. Wildly successful, spent some time on the pages of Black Enterprise magazine, and so here we are in 2008 after a few failed businesses. I'm back in the world of recruiting, and simultaneously I'm growing a personal and professional development firm focused on networking and then the exchange of thought-provoking information. Again, you can find it at MondayMover.com.
Wow. That's a great story, and you articulated that very well. Now, what would you say, because it sounds like you've given us that answer, but what would you say is your true passion? Because I understand it is dealing with networking and bringing people together, but if that also is your true passion, how did that come about? I mean, what happened one day that you just woke up and was like, wow, you know what? I really love to do this.
It had to be when I was in high school. I don't recall the instructor's name, but growing up in Davenport, Iowa, I had an instructor, in a nutshell, who told me that I really wouldn't amount to much, but that working at the meatpacking plant was something. And so she sort of gave me a dichotomy of a conversation, and she said, although you're not going to amount to much in one breath, she said, Torin, you're smart enough to get a job at a meatpacking plant. And so that was the thing for me. And what I've done for most of my life, my adult professional life, is I've always said that I wanted to be a spark. I wanted to be a plug. I wanted to be a centrifuge. I wanted to be the person who was able to reach into somebody's core and teach them and share with them, motivate them, encourage them, to push them, that they could do more, to be more, to give more. And so that's what I've tried to do all of my life. And so in my first recruiting company, you know, it really was about taking individuals from where they are in sales and sales management and getting them a new position. And that new position had to be at least $10,000 more than where they currently were. And then after that, I went into a business where I was working with young people in high school and trying to engage them in the world of technology, because I knew that technology was going to always have an impact on our life. And so I traveled around the country speaking about life after high school and the value that technology had. And now that I'm back in recruiting again and working on professional development through Monday Mover, it's still about making sure that people understand each and every Monday morning that it's important that you focus on the way that you think and then the action that you take after you've spent time thinking, so that you can make Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursday, Friday, every single day of the week, you can make that day a better day for yourself, and so that you're more aligned with your professional DNA. Too many people big are in jobs where they are underemployed, less than satisfied with their employment, or they're unemployed altogether. And so what we want to do with Monday Mover is we just simply want to change that paradigm and make sure that people are happy waking up at 5:30 a.m. on Monday mornings.
Wow, you know, that's big thinking at its, truly at its best. I'm also one of the people who, after finding you on the Internet, because we all search for, you know, people that can make a difference in people's lives, people that are doing things to benefit not only our listeners but even our guests. So that's, you know, one of the ways that we network. And, you know, I had the, I'll say, the privilege of being able to go on and sign up and get some of those words of wisdom that, you know, come with what you're doing. So I really love it, and I'm just telling everybody that's out there listening that you really need to go to MondayMover.com and see, you know, everything that's actually going on with your service.
Now, you know, I gotta just jump in and tell you, you know, the bottom line is I do what I do because at this particular point in the year, we're only in the month of March, and there's a few things that I know. One, I know that there are tons of employees out there that are not happy with their compensation, with their productivity, with the level of recognition that they're receiving via their current employer. Two, I know that there are employers out there that are not happy compensating them with their productivity and or conjuring up reasons to recognize those individuals. And that's the bottom line truth. And so we have these two forces going against one another. And the bottom line and the reality is it really is important that individuals understand the power of provocative thinking, the power of thoughtful thinking, the power of a different type of thinking. And so while you are encouraging individuals to go to Monday Mover, I just want to elaborate for a little bit. I have readers, a readership that's grown from March of 2006. We had 123 people receiving our newsletter. Now, March of 2008, about 2 years later, that list is just under 20,000 people looking at our newsletter each and every Monday. And I don't say that number in a bragging way. I say that number in an extremely disappointing way. And let me tell you why. I'm disappointed because while we might have 20,000 people receiving the newsletter and reading it, there's 150 million people that are working. On any given day of any given week, I'll receive an email, a chain email, some sort of hoax about Microsoft giving away money, about Dell giving you money, about Applebee's printing gift certificates, and about all these other things that people find important. But yet I won't find tons and tons and tons of people trying to encourage me to be a better entrepreneur. So that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to fill that gap. And so when you look at 20,000 people receiving the newsletter, that's the reason why I kind of interject on your statement, because there's 150 million people going to work every single Monday morning, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We got a lot of way to go, you know?
Yeah, definitely. And what you're doing is positive. And then with the background that you've had, you know, not only what some of our other, you know, big thinkers and business owners have, which is varying degrees of background, but as someone who was in the Air Force and had, you know, the top secret type thing, you really have a understanding of business on levels that your typical entrepreneur or business owner wouldn't have. So it's with that insight that, you know, one of those insights that you were able to, you know, do what you're doing and continue to move forward. You know, I see how you even made that passion into a workable business. But, you know, when you decided to start this, what did you view as your biggest challenge? I mean, it was just like, I know you sat down, you really planned out everything that you were going to do, and you know, basically theorized this and theorized that. But what was one of your biggest challenges?
The biggest challenge for me was to go, and I don't even have to hesitate in answering that. The biggest challenge, the greatest challenge for me, was just taking the leap of faith and understanding that you can kind of go against the grain every once in a while. Here's what I mean by that. Each and every person who is telling you that these are the steps that it takes for you to be successful in business, one of the things that they will always pinpoint is the need, N-E-E-D, the need for a business plan. Now, I pause for a moment because I want that to sink in. And then I want to follow that up immediately, and I want to just share something with you and your listeners. When I started my first business in 1998, I had no business plan. I spent about $2,000 on my website and made close to $1 million. When
Wow.
that business failed because of the internet bubble, I went into another business, which was a nonprofit, working with young people and working with those young people, as I stated before, to get them to understand the value of technology and how it would impact their life. I spent $7,000 on the business plan. I spent $20,000 on the first website, about another $10,000 to $12,000 on revisions to that site some years later. And I can't tell you how much time I spent, almost 6.5 years. And in that particular business, I made less than $200,000 over a six-year period.
Wow.
So here we are with one business, no business plan, $2,000 website, nearly $1 million in revenue, and the next business, $7,000 business plan, $30,000 in websites, and made less than $200,000. Is that an anomaly? Maybe, maybe not. But let me just tell you and your listeners this. You don't always have to follow the rules. Sometimes it's not as necessary to follow the rules. Here we are now with Monday Mover and my other business, Second Motive. No business plan, fairly modest websites, and I've made 2 and 3 times the amount of money I made over the last 6 years in the last 12 months. So I'm just telling you that you are listening to an individual that has had his greatest success without writing a business plan, his greatest success without structuring it and just simply getting in, jotting down a few notes, and making things happen.
That's just the topping on the cake, because what works for some people may not work for other people.
Absolutely.
You know, even though I might preach, hey, you know, this is your business plan, you know, get your business plan together as far as for to get loans or get this and that. But the main thing that we stress on Think Big Radio is that regardless of all the things that we think we should be doing, the thing to do most is just get out there and do it, because everything that you need is going to be drawn towards you when you're earnest in what you're doing. And you're a person that just came on and, you know, basically just proved that and blowed out our traditional thinking. You know, I'm a real estate broker here in Chicagoland, and, you know, a lot of people say, oh, you should have a shirt and tie on your business card. You know, I've got a turtleneck on, a sweater. I took the picture in the fall. It's one of my better pictures. So, you know, that's pretty much what I use. And it's not about, you know, how you're dressed and this, that, the other. It's about really just going out there doing it, and people will recognize you for the knowledge you have, which, you know, I'm glad that you're on here sharing this type of information with our people, you know, so that they'll know, go out there and do it. You know, and it
Absolutely.
Doesn't take a lot of money.
Absolutely.
That drive.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What would be some more advice? Like the biggest advice you think happened to you? And it's, you know, it's funny that, you know, you use a negative situation as far as with a teacher who told you you wouldn't do this or you wouldn't do that to get propelled forward. And a lot of times people hear those kind of things, and we have to prove those people wrong. But and you starting the Monday Mover and all the other things, you know, what would be your biggest advice?
There's so much that you can share with individuals, and let me just, you know, couch my next statements with this right here. I try not to speak in absolutes, because I understand that every single individual has a specific and a particular DNA, and their DNA is going to be combined in a way that tells them mentally, subconsciously, that there's certain things that they should or should not be doing. And so I just simply try to infuse some of my thinking to perhaps help propel an individual further, to allow them to avert certain roadblocks that may come their way. But I try not to speak in absolutes. If I were to provide a bit of advice, some of the advice that I would share with other individuals that are participating in business. Now, mind you, participating in business means you're an employee, entrepreneur, or an entrepreneur. Let me give you 3 things. Number one, I would suggest that they portray themselves as an exceptionally smart tactician. The bottom line is people are drawn to those that execute delivery in a natural and effortless way. And so the way that you portray yourself as a smart tactician is that you got to continue to read. And I would encourage you to read a range of topics, a range of writers. I would encourage you to network with passion. I would encourage you to network with promise. And I would encourage you to network with the most meticulous of follow-up. Too many African-Americans, too many Americans, period, don't follow up. They pass out a business card, they tell you to give them a call, you give them a call, and then they don't respond. They don't network with passion, they don't network with promise, and they just certainly don't network with the type of meticulous follow-up that I would encourage. The number 2 thing that I would give in terms of advice is that I would really suggest that people bring a high level of bandwidth and high-speed access. And what I mean by that is just be available to the people that you work with and the people that you support. Be available to them so that they can you know, come to you when they have some problems and when they have questions, and you want to position yourself as a person who is able to drive others to create feelings and to build trust and all of that. And those are the types of things, you know, when you are that smart tactician, when you are the one who has high bandwidth and high accessibility. Those are the things that kind of play into your being able to create a buzz, and in marketing, everybody wants to have the buzz, you know? And then the last thing that I would encourage people to do is something that I've called artistical encoding. And when I say that to somebody, what I'm simply saying is that when you exercise artistical encoding, it's about helping others to process vision. And so when I'm speaking to a person, I'm really hoping that I can verbally paint a picture that has a compelling future in it. You know, the type of word structure, the type of selection of words that allows a person to listen to me and say, you know what, if I do exactly what Torin has suggested, or if I do a combination of what Torin and Big and others have suggested, that where they are telling me I'm going to be, it's going to overshadow all of that negative stuff in my past. And the way that you are able to artistically encode into someone is you got to just do three things. You got to ask a question, you got to listen, and then you got to ask some more questions before you respond. And so those are the three things that I would encourage. You know, portray yourself as an exceptionally smart tactician. You know, bring a high bandwidth of accessibility and access, and then practice artistical encoding, which simply means helping another individual see what they cannot see based on their past.
You are listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. We have Mr. Torin Ellison from Baltimore, Maryland, www.mondaymover.com. He is definitely letting all of us out there know about wisdom and following through. I'm going to share with you out there one of the emails I received from him, from his Monday Mover email blast. You guys want to really go out there and sign up for this. Reputation is the cornerstone of all power, as stated in the 48 Laws of Power. In pursuing goals, greatness, results, success, whatever it may be called, you will most definitely encounter a period of intense opposition. They say it is during these times that one creates a testimony. Take cover and guard your reputation. Emerge anew, showing yourself to be even more worthy of how you've been blessed. I'm going to end that right now. I'm not going to get into too much more of it, because you guys are going to have to, you know, actually go on and register so that you can get everything that's just so wise that's been said here. And what I'd like to comment, or have you comment on, is that first paragraph about times of intense opposition. What was a time of intense opposition for you, and how did you overcome it?
That email was pushed out on March 3rd of 2008, and I sent that email to an extremely special group of individuals that are Monday Movers. You got the Monday Mover list, which is 20,000 recipients, but you have a special group of people who have taken it one step further, and they've joined my online networking group, which is free, by the way, complimentary. And I shared that very, very special email with only those individuals. Let me answer your question without being a politician. A time of intense trial for me was when I was in the period of losing my first business. It doesn't matter that we were in Black Enterprise magazine, and it didn't matter that we had billings of almost $1 million. When the bubble burst, when circumstances far beyond our control began to take form and take shape, it put a hurting, it put a damper, it put a complete halt, stop to my business. talking about an individual that had a daughter with a son on the way, naturally a wife, had moved or was about to move into a brand new house, had gone out and purchased brand new furniture, brand new vehicles, because we were just really doing our thing. And we didn't really see in my first business, I didn't really see that there was anything that could possibly stop me. You talk about intense, you talk about intense pressure, that was definitely intense pressure. And what happened was that I stuck with the transition of becoming and being and remaining an entrepreneur, and I didn't go back to corporate America. And the thing that I relied on is a T-shirt that one of my employees wore when I worked at MCI. In the front of the T-shirt, it said, "Why did God make me black?" And everybody who knows me knows that I'm far from being prejudiced or anything like that. But that T-shirt was my strength. It said, "Why did God make me black?" On the back of the T-shirt, it said, "Because he knew I could handle it." And so when I was in the midst of losing my business and trying to figure out how I was going to take care of my family, all I remembered, Big, was that I had to wake up every single morning and I had absolutely no time whatsoever to make excuses and to kind of squander in where I was. And I'm not trying to paint a picture that every single day was rosy and cheerful, but I am telling you and your listeners that for the moment that I spent, you know, depressed and or upset about the fact that I lost my business, that moment lasted but just a second, because I always understood the responsibility that I had. If it wasn't for my family, I was always responsible for myself. And so, you know, that was the toughest time for me. I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I was an entrepreneur. I didn't want to go work for corporate America anymore. And it was just hard, man. It was really, really, really difficult. But we're still here 10 years later. And so it's 2008. And I'm extremely excited and I'm happy that I stayed here and I endured the struggles that were levied upon me.
You know, I'm really speechless at that, because it's truly an American story that you've been through to be able to weather that. Because I
didn't lose the house. Let me just share that with you too.
Well, that's even better. And not only is that great as far as what, you know, bouncing back from that, but I know it also taught you that in the future to even prepare for more things, that because something could possibly be taken from you.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a lesson for greater things.
Well, I mean, you know, again, in the second paragraph in that particular one, it says, you know, it talks about taking cover and how so many people hide and, you know, they're not willing to face it. We talk about shifting of circles. We talk about the power and how it's defined. You know, so that you've touched on it. I mean, the bottom line is Monday Mover is a fantastic resource for any individual, and it has absolutely nothing to do with suggesting that people are less than capable of thinking. It has nothing to do with suggesting that people are unprepared for the work that they're doing. All we're suggesting to you is to go to MondayMover.com and to sign up for the newsletter, spend time with the newsletter, spend time signing up on the professional group that we are putting in place. We're about to release some power calls that are going to take place at 12 o'clock in the afternoons on Mondays. We want to just kind of be the person. We want to be the entity. We want to be the group that you kind of rely on Mondays to get your entire week started. No one can argue with me. Not one single person can argue that Monday is the toughest day of the week for more people than not. Think about it. On Fridays, more people get fired or quit their job. On Mondays, that's the truth. More people on Mondays wake up unsatisfied with the work that they're about to do. So Monday is a pivotal day for the week for so many people. There's no one who can argue that. So we just encourage people to go out to MondayMover.com and just get engaged with us. It's not multi-level marketing. It's not network marketing. It's not direct marketing. It's just indirect dissemination of thought, provocative thought, that's going to continue to keep you moving.
Now, one of the things that I noticed as far as when I joined your group and I'm receiving these emails is that you have a plethora of individuals. I mean, all ages, different, you know, races as far as the eye can see, and they're all benefiting from this. And because it's at this moment internet-based, it seems to be expanding, you know, across the whole internet. Do you have any plans to expand as far as outside of the USA? And if so, what are you looking for as far as your expansion goes?
We are certainly working on two phases. Let me tell you, one phase is we want to get our email list, the newsletter list, up to 100,000 people. Again, it might sound like a lot, but Craigslist has more than 7 billion page hits per month. There's 150 million people that are working right now, so for us to just have 100,000 people receiving a newsletter is really just a small drop in the bucket. That online group that you are speaking of that I've referenced in terms of a small group, right now we do have individuals. We have individuals from, you know, almost all 50 states inside of the group. We have people there from Spain, from the Netherlands. We have people there from Germany, from Ireland, from British Columbia. We have people in the group from England. We have people in the group from Zimbabwe in Africa, Morocco in Africa. We have people from Bermuda. You know, the bottom line is the group really is an international group right now, and all of these individuals are employees or entrepreneurs or people, simple people like you and I, people that want to make things better. These individuals are individuals that are coming in and they are displaying and they are depositing their time, their talent, and their treasure. They're trying to share with you best practices. They're trying to pull out best practices because they want to find themselves in a better position. These are individuals, people that join Monday Mover type people are people that say to themselves, we're not going to make an entire list of excuses. We're simply going to get in. We're going to make some things happen. Now, one, I got to tell you, there are some people in here that are voyeuristic. They just want to look. They want to see what other people are doing. They don't really want to contribute. They don't want to help the group grow. Not a problem. We feel like if we continue to hit them with positive information, that they too will come around. But for the most part, an individual can join this group and they can feel, one, confident in the fact that they're not going to be spammed by a whole bunch of people, and two, that they are going to be guided by an individual that understands networking and certainly understands leadership.
That's what we look for. That's a great thing, and I'm definitely going to be adding you to our list of the things that we're doing as far as benefiting the people who have come on Think Big Radio so that we can also cross market. You put a great thing together here. Is there anything that you'd like to cover that we may have not touched upon?
I'm really going to make it easy. I'm just going to suggest that your listeners, anybody downloading this particular interview, that you make it your business. Highly encourage you to make it your business to go to MondayMover.com. That's Monday, MOVER.com, MondayMover.com. Sign up for the newsletter. It's complimentary. Will always be complimentary. When you receive your first issue of Monday Mover, you'll continue to see me suggest that you join the group site, or you'll see a little logo inside for Collective X. And I want everybody to join and click that particular link because that's where the special group is, where you can sort of network and interact with one another 24/7. And so I don't want to leave your people trying to decipher, you know, what did this guy say? You know, I've already said a lot. You've asked a lot. I want to make it easy, and I want people to be able to digest information at their own pace. Sometimes the radio broadcast goes too fast. Sometimes the person being interviewed speaks too fast. Sometimes the cadence is not right. Sometimes the words chosen are not right. Sometimes the message is just too cloudy based on their own circumstances, the time that they're in their life. And so while I'm talking to you, I'm trying not to talk through you, and so I'm hoping that you and your listeners will simply do one easy thing, and that's just to go to MondayMover.com and once you get under the umbrella of positiveness, then you'll figure out where you need to go and how much more you want to be engaged with this humble, humble individual from Baltimore, Maryland, that's just trying to make a difference in the lives of so many people. And we think we've done what it takes to get it started, but we also understand that we got so far to go, but we can't do it without people like you, Big, that are doing things out of Chicago, and, you know, other people that we have inside of our group. We can't do it without you. So, you know, we appreciate you just taking a few moments to reach out, give me a personal invitation to participate. I just encourage your listeners to go to MondayMover.com, sign up for the newsletter, look out for the book that's coming, look out for the online group that we're trying to work on, and just bring to you and trying to bring to you things that are going to allow you to position yourself to be better employees and better entrepreneurs. That's it.
That's great. Now, I myself dabble every now and then and a little bit of poetry, and just listening to you, it's so poetic, and not only what you're doing is prophetic. Do you dabble in any poetry or anything like that? Are you one of those types of writers?
No college degree. No poetry. No rapping. Not a preacher. Not the son of a preacher. Just an individual that understands that it's the sentence structure that kind of gets people to move. And one of the things that I always share with individuals is there's a particular quote that's extremely strong for me, and that quote has everything to do with conversations. And, you know, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to share it with you and your listeners. It's a quote by a lady by the name of Judith E. Glasner. An organization's ability to get to its next level of greatness is determined by the climate of the culture, which is determined by the quality of the relationships, which is determined by the quality of the conversations. Everything happens through conversation. And so because I understand that everything happens, everything starts with conversation, I just try my best to measure my words and make sure that I'm delivering something that's going to pierce the ears of the listener. Too many people talk and they're not saying anything. Too many people talk and they're not being heard. And so I'm hoping that without star power, I'm not a rock star, I'm not an entertainer, not a politician, I'm just hoping that, you know, as this individual in Baltimore, Maryland, that hundreds of thousands of people will find the time out to hear what we have to say through Monday Mover. And again, it's not about me. It's about people like you. There would be no Monday Mover if there were people not like you.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. I'd love to have you on the show anytime. You know, you're available in the up-and-coming months. What you're saying here, and I, for one, who have actually seen the Monday Mover and you know, I read through it, know that what you're doing is very powerful, and it is helping a lot of people. Is there anyone or anything that you would like to thank?
Wow. You know, that's a big question. I'm kind of speechless on that. You know, I got to definitely say, you know, I appreciate my family for being supportive. You know, my wife, during the times where the struggle was there, and we were in the process of losing the business after all of those fantastic things happened, you know, she remained supportive. Not once, never once, not a day did she ever ask me to go out and get a job because she was stressing or any of those types of things. So I most definitely take a moment to thank her. Naturally got to reach back and thank Moms because she's the one who put this cat in place. She sort of helped me to get my bearings, my father, naturally. You know, it's just a lot of people. I got to thank a lot of people that have been supportive over the years. I got to thank, you know, for former business partners, future business partners, current business partners. I got to thank entrepreneurs that I know and don't know. I got to thank employees that I've befriended. I've got to thank employees that made me sick. I got to thank employees that made me happy. I got to thank a whole lot of people. There's no possible way that I could sit with you on March 24th of 2008 and run down the list, the litany of people that deserve to be thanked. But, you know, as long as the Most High understands my spirit, he knows that I'm really reaching out to just continue to thank people. I'm always thanking people. And so, you know, it's that. And for you, I want to thank you for the future invite. You know, you already gave it to me, and I'm going to take it. And so perhaps maybe when we talk next time, we can talk about what it takes to become a star candidate. I think that that's one thing that a lot of people struggle with. They struggle with the fact of how to put together a compelling resume. They struggle with the fact of how to put together a compelling interview. And some people even struggle with how to conduct a compelling interview. And so maybe you and I could spend, you know, some moments talking about that whole process of drafting a resume, preparing for an interview, and conducting an interview. So I'll make myself available whenever you find the time, and perhaps, you know, your listeners will say, you know, they want to hear it sooner than later. So, you know, for you, just to answer your question, I thank a whole lot of people.
Wow. You know, and I'm glad that today is Monday. For those that need to go there, remember the day is Monday, go to Monday Mover so that you can sign up to hear a lot of things from Torrin Ellis that you may not have heard or find out about him. This is a point where he's thanked everyone. We're going to be closing out the interview. Of course, once again, Monday Mover, MOVER.com. The song that I've chosen to end this broadcast with is From Soul to Soul. It's Keep On Moving. So we're going to do that for Monday. Keep On Moving with Monday Mover. Think big, everyone. On Moving with MondayMover.com. You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. Think big, everyone.